There were two brothers named Grimm.
Oh, how punk.
An enemy deserves no mercy. What is the problem, Mr. Diaz?
No problem, Sensei. You punch me. I have asthma, so...
Not anymore. We do not allow weakness in this dojo. So you can leave your asthma and your peanut allergies and all that other made-up bullshit outside. Is that understood?
Yes, but those are real medical problems. I was... Yes, Sensei, understood.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be...
Buzz! 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 Buzz!
Buzz! Isolation was the condition. Lock down society.
Just
Let's shred through another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's me, D.D. Grimm, and you can always find us over at a punk rock demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com every Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Cali time. And over at Ripper Radio, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Cali time as well. We're all over the place again, as Joseph used to say at the best table in hell. And we got some 80s stuff, some new stuff. A few comps, kind of like what we did last week. We started out with a D-Beat Ripper sent in to us by Verdict. They're from Sweden. That's a 2022 release in late June. You can get that over at Phobia Records. That was a slammer. That was Lockdown Society from their Time to Resign LP. And I need to go get the rest of that, because that was absolutely brutal. Then we had from Vancouver, BC, Fane did Cockroaches off of 10 Charged Tracks. That was remastered this year, a release from 2017. Then we had Aggression after that, did Intense Energy. That was an oldie but goodie. And for some reason I pulled it off of the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In 1982 comp. I don't know why I just didn't get it off the original. And then we had a newer one from Old Timers LA's False Confession. They did Propaganda Controls off of Resurrectionists from 2021. And Jack over at punkrockdemo.com just recently interviewed False Confession, so go check that out over there. Let's get into some P22 from LA. I heard this over at Al Quint's Sonic Overload a few weeks ago. This is P22 doing Farrowing Crate off of Human Snake from 2020.
Yeah. Vow of cool. Whoa. Buff of a cool thing I have ever seen.
All right, where's the unit?
My unit? In my pants?
Hey, man. We're from here. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. That's a great
one.
People like me from previous months, okay? Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
dread and for the apocalypse. As always, remember, go check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast set list over at brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive where you can download it and stream it. And we're over on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well, so go subscribe those two places. I have some comps sprinkled in, like I said, this week. And Al Quinn, I mentioned him last set. He reminded me that it was the 40th anniversary of Not So Quiet on the Western Front. And I had a couple songs from that last week, so I didn't even mean to do that. That was completely on accident, but can't beat that comp. That was San Francisco's Captured by Robots. If you haven't checked out that robot band with Justin, that is just incredible. That was Debt to Be Paid off of Endless Circle of Bullshit. Before that, Blurt did Narcissistic Fit from their split with Power Trip from 2020. Ground Zero before that did Fuckface off their 1984 demo. Cooter Punch did Don Fry off of Radio Riot Volume 3. And we started out with kind of a different sounding D-beat tune there from P22. Let's do another classic right now. This is Agent Orange going to do El Dorado off of Living in Darkness from 1981.
Anybody's, you just heard on EP, now you get to hear the live version. Anybody's.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
See how
If you want to send us some stuff like Verdict did to start the show out, send it over to brothersgrimpunk@gmail.com. Send us a link to your Bandcamp page. Let us know what's up. That was Defecation Area. I guess that would be all of San Francisco if you lived in SF. They did Stupid Asshole off of The Collective Underground Volume 1. Before that, an older one from Vancouver, BC's Active Glands did Assholes off of their unreleased LP demo from 1987. Burning Witches did I Hate Your Guts before that off of The Sound of Fury demo 1984. That's another San Francisco band. Imperial Leather did Antibodies off of Life During Wartime. That was a live thing from KBOO from 2006. And, you know, Antibodies, some of us are still following that dangling carrot as far as COVID goes. It's, you know, they have a COVID testing site like right down the street, and it looks like there's like three or four people there all day, and I guess if there's funding for it, they're gonna keep pushing that shit, so even though it's dead. And we started out with Agent Orange. Here's another oldie but goodie. This is Battalion of Saints. They're gonna do Cops Are Out off of Someone Got Their Head Kicked In Again.
Mask up makes my skin crawl. It really does. Mask up. Come on, mask up. Fuck off. You want mask up? How about fuck off? How about that?
I'm not afraid. Really? Now, a year later, Facebook and all the lefties have done a massive handbrake U-turn, and what was yesterday's conspiracy theory is now perfectly feasible and highly likely.
In all 8-4 class, let me force to kick in my ass, 40 minutes from all my yum, 45 to a man is plum, pulling into the neighborhood, another night up to no good, 20 laws to be feeling fine, split a middle and a jug of wine. All my ass at the beach at 10, and your bottle's telling where we've been, pink corners way too fast, and I'm on the neighbor's grass, pushing out to the street again. Cops put it on to and it's screaming if I just want to kick my ass. I'm walking home again. No use explaining where I've been. I'm walking home again, oh yeah. I'm walking home again. No use explaining where I've been. I'm walking home again, oh yeah. Another weekend, it's all the same. This time there's no one else to blame. It's gone too far, taking it to the first ER. Walking out on my feet again. Good times they never seem to win. None of these will never feel so bad. I'm walking home again. No use explaining where I've been. I'm walking home again, oh yeah. I'm walking home again.
That was good old Guttermouth. They did one off that kind of infamous album of theirs, Gusto 2002. That was Walk of Shame. Imaginary Dictionary before that did James Brown Is Not Dead, the What the Fuck Blues from 2018. That was off Kiroshi. Cage Kicker did Virus of Control off of Plastic Future from Tetrion Tapes 2020. Dark Lesion before that did Ultraviolence off of their Psychosis demo from 1986, another Canadian band, and Battalion of Saints started that one out. Let's get into this new 2022 stuff we find over at Bandcamp. It's been a solid year. I'm up to 290, almost 300 releases I found this year over at Bandcamp and other places sent in to us, yada yada. This is from Chicago, Mox Execution is going to do Stagnant Fools off of Killed by Mox Execution. Get this over at La Vida Es Un Muse Discos.
Thank you. dag weer lezen dat je profiteert. Kijk maar in je telegraaf. Werknemer, arbeider, slaaf.
Unusually large fucking palm.
Getting punched with a big hand would hurt like shit.
Yes, it would.
You know, it would hurt way worse.
It's a big fist.
Says that bullshit to me! Should you try and shut your mouth sometime? I'm wrong! Cause you're right! Wrong! And you're right! Shut up! You always go-
winding it down with all that was all 2022 stuff you just heard. That was the Stupid Henchmen from Texas. They did Progress Diagnosis off the Stupid Trash Blend with their split with Trash Rig. Before that, from Toronto, Big Fist did STFU off of Real Birds. Alabama's Snake Church before that. Like I said before, you can't. How much can you trust a punk band from Alabama? That was Snake Church with a Stalker Fantasy off of The Gospel. Legendary punkers Seeing Red before that did WAS Lied off of Past, Present, and Tense. And they have, like, if you follow them on Instagram, they have like 30 new songs they're putting together. They do these little live posts or whatever you would call it. And Chicago's Mock Execution started that one out. Let's do one more set, but do two more 2022 finds over at Bandcamp. This is Dead Fucking Serious from Eugene, Oregon. They're gonna do Take the Edge Off from Clandemic.
Kill it, baby, because you never put your soul into that war. You never put your soul on the line, man.
How do you know? How the fuck do you know? Maybe I killed babies. Maybe I killed more babies than you did, you fuck! Maybe I killed a whole bunch of babies.
We'll be right back.
Can we skip to the good part? No.
From the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Remember, go check out PunkBot138 over at Instagram. Give you weekly updates of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Tags lots of bands and cool labels. Can't go wrong over there with that crazy sarcastic punk robot over there on Instagram. That was Street Punk Drunks. They did Oi Junkie off of Radio Riot Volume 3. Thing before that did Night Hag off their self-titled from 2021. Get that from Invisible Audio over at Bandcamp. They got a lot of good stuff. Georgia's Eschizo before that did Mal Informados off their self-titled from 2016. Simi Valley's Ceramic before that did a 2022 track Take and Take off their self-titled EP. And Dead Fucking Serious started that one out. Let's cool it down and close it out with Screeching Weasel. They're going to fade it out with a good one. This is Every Night from Anthem of a New Tomorrow, 1993. Till next time, anarchy. How's that working out for you?
Sometimes people make use of false guilts, and so they find an excuse for closing their eyes to their very real guilts.
The things I've done, the pointless points I've made for still.
you've been listen to the Brothers Grimm podcast. See you in a bit.